obviously, it's the Ravens week for us. Awesome game, always is. They're a talented bunch, as they are perennially. They're a very good football team. I'll start talking about some of the things that they're capable of. First and foremost, if you look at their complete body of work and what type of team they are, they distinguish themselves in situational football, which makes them a difficult team to beat. They're number one in the NFL in red zone defense. I know a lot's been written and said about some statistics involving their defense, but they're number one in the NFL in red zone defense. They're number five in red zone offense. You know, that's significant in terms of scoring. We're about middle of the pack in both of those statistics. So, obviously, that weighs heavily in their favor in terms of the output of points. We got to be better than we've been in that area. We got to make sure that they're not as good as they've been in that area, both offensively and defensively. We're at zero for the turnover margin through nine games. They're plus nine. They do a nice job of taking care of the ball. They do a nice job of getting the ball as they always have been. Of course, that's another element of situational football that's going to make it difficult for us. But more than anything, you know, we understand what this matchup is about. It's about physicality. It's about playing good, hard-nosed football. We expect them to do it, and we better be prepared to do it. Offensively for them, they're continuing to grow and mature with their quarterback. Obviously, the offense runs through him. It's a lot of no huddle, a lot of autonomy at the line of scrimmage for Joe Flacco, and rightfully so. He's a great decision maker. He spreads the ball around to a variety of guys. Does a nice job highlighting the talents of people. Torrey Smith is a deep ball threat. He's got seven touchdowns. He does a nice job of putting the ball in play for him. Anquan Boldin is a tough combat catch guy, chain mover, if you will. He does a nice job, you know, playing to his strengths as a pass receiver. And, of course, Ray Rice is a man for all situations. He can run it. He's great in the passing game, check downs and so forth, blitz pickup. He's a very tough competitor. He's got a nice stiff arm, finishes runs. He's his usual self. Added to that mix, you got to acknowledge Jacoby Jones and what he's developing into for them in terms of his big play ability, not only in the special teams game but offensively. I think he's provided a shot in the arm for him, and I think the tight end tandem of Peter and Dixon are really good. They're tough matchups in the passing game. They get after you in the running game. They finish plays, but in the passing game, their ability to displace themselves from the quarter formation and play out of two-point stances like big wideouts, if you will, make them tough to deal with, particularly in the vertical passing game. Their play-action passing game is as good as it always been. Defensively, of course, obviously they're without Ray Lewis, but they still have some guys that historically been issues for us. Helodi Nata, of course, is a guy that's created issues for us in the past, and anybody else that suits up against him, he's tough to deal with. Suggs is back in action. Of course, he's had big games against us in the past, and Ed Reed kills everyone. Along with those guys, of course, they have some additions. Kruger, I think, is playing really good football for him. Ellerby is playing really good football for him. Kerry Williams is playing really good football for him. These are guys that have kind of grown within their program, man, and been playing for them for a number of years. They're familiar names to us. They might not be familiar names to others, but when I watch their tape, I see an emergence of this group. Their ability to deliver crucial plays for them and step up when needed. From a special team standpoint, they got a new kicker in Tucker, but he appears to be a rock-solid professional. Cook is their punter. Of course, he's been around. And, of course, Jacoby Jones, like I mentioned earlier, is a dangerous kick and punt returner, particularly kicks. He's gone 108 and I think 105 already this year. Our kickoff coverage teams, kickoff coverage units have their hands full in terms of trying to slow him down.